This is North Coast News on KINS.
Thank you and good morning. Arcata police are searching for a suspect wanted in connection with a shooting incident at a residence in the 2200 block of Karen Court in Arcata yesterday morning. Police report that the victim came home to find the suspect, described as a black male adult, 20 to 30 years of age, medium build, who was wearing jeans and a black hoodie, inside his house. The victim went back outside and watched as the suspect got into a dark-colored SUV parked nearby. When he confronted the suspect in his car, he said the suspect fired one round from a handgun that struck him in the left bicep and right hand. The suspect fled the scene and remains at large. The victim was treated for the gunshot wounds. Humboldt County Superior Court Judge Marilyn Miles has announced that after 20 years on the bench, she will retire effective July 31st. Miles was sworn in as a judge on the Humboldt County Municipal Court in January of 2017, and following the consolidation of the courts, Miles became the first woman to be sworn in as a Humboldt County Superior Court judge in 1998. Miles began her career in the county DA's office as the directing attorney for the Eureka Office of the California Indian Services. Miles earned a BA from San Jose State, a master's at Humboldt State, and her law degree from UC Davis. Beware the Ides of March and the evils of Tuesday the 13th. Okay, there is no evil associated with Tuesday the 13th. It's just another Tuesday. But there is a supervisors' meeting scheduled today, and the board will add its voice to the chorus of voices in support of a declaration of an economic disaster for the local salmon fishing industry. The board agrees that due to the extent of fishery closures and the lack of returning fish, irreparable harm has been suffered by the local fishing industry. The board has sent a letter to the Department of Interior requesting the disaster declaration. The supervisors have also issued a letter to Senator Mike McGuire that outlines opposition to Assembly Bill 1250 that would have established strict standards and new administrative burdens for how counties and cities contract for special services. Those include financial, engineering, and legal. The board fears the restrictions would make contracts too expensive and too difficult to execute. Also on the agenda is a request from the County Planning Department for a $100,000 grant from the Coastal Commission for ongoing work to update the local coastal planning program. In January of 2012, the supervisors appointed Dr. Donald Baird as the county health officer responsible to ensure that the county medical services follow local ordinances, and at the urging of the Department of Health and Human Services, the supervisors will extend that tenure for the next fiscal year. The board is also expected to approve an allocation of $140,000 for a new radio console in the Sheriff's Dispatch Center. The board will hear a presentation from John Ford, the Director of Planning, on the proposed environmental impacts of the Commercial Cannabis Land Use Ordinance. Proposed amendments deal with generator use and locations where cultivation will be allowed, and to expand the ordinance to regulate commercial operations under Prop 64. Also on the agenda is an item to direct staff to begin preparations for regulations of food trucks that operate in unincorporated areas of the county and the consolidation of trash service for unincorporated areas in Blue Lake, Eureka, Arcata, and Fieldbrook. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the shopping show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next shopping show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. The city of Eureka has big plans for the Sequoia Park Zoo as well as for Sequoia Park that, according to Deputy Director of Public Works Miles Slattery, could see increased visitation to both city properties. Slattery appeared on Talk Shop and provided some details into the upgrades and maintenance that has been done at Sequoia Park, including the refurbishment of the park's cook shack that was remodeled with the support of local businesses, just one of the projects scheduled for the area.
It's our signature park. Jeannie Breslin with I Like Eureka got together with local businesses, Ace Hardware, Paletsky's Appliance, and Mercer Fraser, and completely redid the cook shack there. The cook shack now has all new countertops, floors. So we rent it out to the community. I think it's $50 for 3 hours, and you get the cook shack and the picnic area there.
Slattery said that in addition to plans for a new zoo exhibit and improvements to the park, the city has consolidated Eureka Little League and Redwood Empire Little League, and that city-owned baseball fields will get good use this summer as visitors escape the heat and head to the coast during high summer.
first week of August, there'll be a baseball tournament. And we see that as a good way of bringing people to the area, because a lot of the baseball tournaments in the summer are in very hot areas. And because of our climate, it's a really good place to have baseball tournaments. It's a good revenue generator, and it's also a good economic driver to bring people from out of the area here.
You can listen to Miles Slattery talk parks and recreation by visiting our website at KINS1063.com. And that's the news on this Tuesday morning. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.